At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Panthers Insider, a Christmas Eve edition. And it is a cold one outside. It's popping in this morning. A little -2. Registered on my car thermometer. So it's a cold one out there. And I want to start today's show by sharing condolences to the Harris family and the tragic loss of Franco Harris. Obviously, tonight's Steelers game happening on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. And, his passing earlier this week was certainly unexpected, but will make for, I'm sure, an emotional tribute tonight. Franco embodied so much that was great about the city of Pittsburgh, and he was everywhere and everything and seemingly bigger than life. And for him not to be there for his jersey to be retired is—it's hard to explain, hard to understand, but was likely supposed to happen that way for some reason. These things I'm talking about, these you kind of acts of God that you can't quite understand why they happen, but it's going to make the tribute to Franco and the Immaculate Reception all the more meaningful. And again, just want to send condolences to his family. And to all of those Steelers fans out there that adore him, because he means so much to this city. And he was at a lot of Pitt events despite his Penn State ties. And I'll never forget him announcing Kenny Pickett as the Steelers' first-round pick last year. So RIP to Franco. And I hope they give a fitting tribute to Franco tonight on the field as well. And it'll be a cold one. Kenny Pickett back to start for the Steelers tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders in Acrisure Stadium. It'll be a blustery cold night, but a night for the Steelers to get closer to that 500 mark. Today, got a great show for you. Obviously, it's Christmas Eve. This week was not NIL week, it was NLI, National Letter of Intent Day, was on Wednesday. The Pitt Panthers signed 22 new football players to their roster, and we'll talk to one of them today. We're going to talk to former Pine Richland, former Notre Dame and Boston College quarterback Phil Jurkovec. We'll join the show at around 8:25. We'll talk to Phil about his circuitous route back to Pittsburgh, the opportunity to play for a team he grew up rooting for at the University of Pittsburgh, and for his former offensive coordinator at BC, Frank Cignetti. I'm really excited about Phil and a lot of these guys, and we'll talk through that signing class here in this first segment. Take your calls, too, 412-928-9370. Getting up on Christmas Eve. Probably have some holiday party plans today. Maybe some last-minute shopping, running around. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. I'm willing to talk about anything today, short of things that are inappropriate, so feel free to ring me up. I know there's at least one person that said they were going to call from somewhere up in Ford City, so I expect that one to come through, and you know who you are. I'm talking to you. And then we're going to talk to Jeff Capel later in the show, 8:45, talk to Pitt men's basketball head coach Jeff Capel. Has his team at 9-4, has his team playing really good basketball. Fun to watch them play, and the poise and patience with which they picked apart the Syracuse zone earlier this week to get to 2-0 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. They're atop the standings. They're right there. And again, 9-4 after a very difficult start to the season, both from a performance standpoint, but also from a scheduling standpoint. You know, played three Power Fives early in the year. Obviously played in an MTE tournament and took a loss to VCU in addition to losing to Michigan in a rather lopsided fashion. But really off to a tremendous middle of the non-conference schedule through the beginning of conference play. And, you know, if it were not for a foul and two foul shots at the end of the Vanderbilt game, you're looking at a 10-3 record and a team that's playing as good as anybody in the ACC right now. They've got a little bit of a respite before they take on North Carolina next Friday at the Peterson Event Center. There'll be a noon tip at the Peterson Event Center. I encourage you to get to that game. I'll be in El Paso calling the Sun Bowl with the Panthers taking on UCLA. That game's at 2 o'clock Eastern time. So what the Panthers will do at the Peterson Event Center is for anyone that comes to the game, there'll be a game watch afterwards. They've got a lot of stuff organized. You can find more information on the game watch at PittsburghPanthers.com. But most importantly, get out there to support this basketball team. I think this is a team that's going to continue to improve. I'm hopeful that we'll see John Hughley get back to his normal self and really add to that roster. But right now, what they're getting from Federico at the center position is pretty darn impressive. Pretty darn impressive. Let's talk about, though, signing day. And we're a week out, a little over under a week out from the Panthers taking on the UCLA Bruins in the Sun Bowl. But practice was going on this week, three really good practices for the Panthers. But signing day was on Wednesday, and it was a productive day. It's a hectic time. We've talked about it on this show weekly. We've talked about the transfer portal and how to navigate the transfer portal, that combined with NIL, name, image, and likeness, how that has created a bit of a vortex in college football. But Pat Narduzzi and his staff they've won with relationships and development, and they seem to be doing that again. And in the portal, you know, we'll start there. Really, three great acquisitions, two of which are coming back home. And we're going to talk to Phil Dracovic here at 8:25, but really, really excited for Phil to be in a Pitt uniform. Obviously, we followed his journey. We saw what an excellent high school player he was at Pine Richland for Coach Eric Kasparowicz. And Kasper did a great job with Phil, was one of the top quarterbacks in the country, and you know, took his talents to South Bend. Didn't work out for him there, ended up transferring to Boston College, where he played for Frank Cignetti for two of his three seasons at BC. And just, you know, his last season, just fraught with injuries, didn't get the protection he probably needed, and took an opportunity to grad transfer. And with the stars aligning at Pitt, with Keaton Slovis moving on, it's reunited with Frank Cignetti and brought back home to the city of Pittsburgh and the University of Pittsburgh. And talking to people around him, know how excited he is to be in a Pitt uniform. But I'm excited for what he's going to bring to this team. He brings a toughness. He brings an ability to run. You know, this Pitt team became a running football team last year. They started with the foundation of running the football. That's what Frank Cignetti Jr. wants to do. But with Phil, that adds a whole other element to that. He's certainly a big guy, but he's extremely mobile. He's tough. He'll make hard yards. He can extend plays. He can throw the deep ball, which the Panthers want to throw play action. I think he checks a lot of boxes. And most importantly, his experience level and his leadership capabilities are just, that's what this team really needs. And that's not a slight against anybody else. We heard Pat Narduzzi talk about it. It's just to each his own. But I think this team, this offense, was looking for a leader last year. And Israel Abanikanda was the performance leader for sure. But you need more from that quarterback position, from a vocality standpoint, from a emotion standpoint. Not necessarily have to be a rah-rah guy, but go out there and lead your football team. And I expect Phil to compete to do that with, I think, a quarterback room that's been flipped in a good way. And again, nothing disparaging against any other player that was in that room last year. I think Nate Yarnell's got a bright future. And Nick Patty, we know, is going to move on with his life's work, as Chuck Knoll would say. But I'm hoping for one last great performance from Nick here in a week in El Paso. But to add Christian Velu as well, I mean, ton of credit to Frank Cignetti and John DiBiase, the whole recruiting staff, Coach Narduzzi for picking up, I think, a quality competitor in Christian Velu from Penn State. He's a guy who started a game there. He's played in spot duty. He's from Canada, so his recruiting was certainly different. You know, he did not have a senior year in Canada due to COVID, so he kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but wound up in Happy Valley. And if you watch his clips, you watch that Rutgers game from 2021 last season, he makes some plays, man. I mean, he makes some plays out of the pocket. He's able to run the ball and insanely accurate with a really, really quick release that comes alive. He's going to certainly compete with Phil, in my opinion, and he's going to bring incredible depth. And the best thing about him, in addition to his talents and his mindset, he has 3 years. So this was a quarterback room that had Keaton Slovis with 2 years, Nick Patty with one, maybe 2 years, and then a huge gap. Derek Kyler had a year, only was a one and done, and a huge gap to Nate Yarnell. Now you start to have some depth to that quarterback room. You start to kind of build the stair step of kind of the hierarchy. Still going to be a competition this spring, no doubt. And Phil's got to earn every snap he gets, and I believe he will. But what a job, making that room, turning that room into a strength on this offense. And then the last transfer, Donovan McMillan. I'm excited about Donovan coming back. Obviously, we know Brandon Hill is going to go to the NFL. Eric Hallett's announced he's going to play in the bowl game, go to the NFL. Donovan spent the past few years at Florida, University of Florida. Obviously, hails from Peters Township. But he's a bigger safety that can play in the box. He can really run. Great to have him back home in Pittsburgh, because that's a position certainly where there's a lot of young talent. Javon McIntyre, P.J. O'Brien, Steph Hall from Central Valley. I mean, there's talent at that position. But to add a veteran presence in addition to Jordan Bass, who by all accounts is one of the best players in this recruiting class, that safety position also takes on a little bit of a new shape. McMillan's 6'2", Jordan Bass is 6'4". So, whether or not they play in and out of the box and what that looks like from a deployment standpoint, it's still a really, really good room that got better. And credit to Corey Sanders for identifying, those couple prospects. And again, I'm excited about what McMillan brings. Just you love that hometown vibe. You love that hometown vibe, and excited about, this recruiting class for Pat Narduzzi. It's been detailed. Pat went through every single guy last week, and in elongated fashion. But some of the highlights, I mean, I think you look at, continuing to bring great secondary players in. I think between Jordan Bass and Shadarian Harrison, you've got two long, rangy, NFL-bodied defensive backs. And this Pitt is slowly turning into a school that just annually produces really good DBs. I think part of it is how they recruit and develop, certainly the techniques and fundamentals, but also it's the style of play. I mean, the way they play defense, you are on an island. You are in a position where you have got to go mano a mano in most circumstances. Certainly they mix up coverages on third down, but man, this is another group, a crop of DBs that are really going to be special. You look up front, they've done a really good job, I think, securing some interior guys. Isaiah Neal from Baltimore is one four-star player by all accounts. Again, one of those guys that would probably qualify as undersized. Kalijah Cansey, Aaron Donald, you hate to put those expectations, but that's the standard for Pitt defensive linemen. Man, I love that group. Brought in some big offensive linemen. I think Dave Borbély has done an underrated job in development and stockpiling depth and talent at the offensive line position. We're going to see that this year. We're going to see the Branson Taylors and the Ryan Bears get in there and play alongside Matt Gonsalves and otherwise. But the couple bodies they brought in, the couple big body, rangy guys, Coretta, Tyre, I like their potential. And they've built a situation, Dave Borbély has, where they can develop over a year or so. And that's to their advantage, certainly. Ty Dieffenbach, another quarterback, brought in from California. Raw, long, athletic, played some receiver, really good basketball player, can hoop. And watch this kid's film. I think they found a really, really good player, diamond in the rough, in Ty Diefenbach, who will be afforded the opportunity to develop, but he will compete. He'll be here this spring. So love the quarterback room. And then obviously taking four or five receivers. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going off the top of my head. Much needed. Certainly it's a room that was hurt last year when Jordan Addison left, didn't live up to, I think, some of the transfers with Kanate Mumfield and Bub Means. They're only sophomores. They've got to develop. They're going to take a step this spring. I expect big things from them. We don't know. You know, Jared Wayne's got certainly, you know, to play the bowl game, and we'll see what he elects to do. Would love to have him back in Pittsburgh to become the all-time leading receiver in Pitt history. But his clock has got 1 year left, so we'll see what he chooses to exercise there. But would love to have him back in Pittsburgh. But to add Kenny Johnson and Lamar Seymour and Zion Fowler, Israel Polk from California, I'm probably missing one, but they did a really good job finding some young, competitive-ready talent at that position, speed. I think that's probably the biggest thing when you look at Lamar Seymour, Israel Polk, speed, catchability. Zion Fowler and Kenny Johnson are both great hands catchers. Love that position. And the recruiting class isn't over. Obviously, I haven't touched on every single guy, but this is just a signing period, and it goes through the traditional signing day through to February. So there will be more news to come from for sure. But the most notable signee, and a guy we'll talk to next, a total stud, a Pittsburgh guy, and a guy that I am so excited to see wearing blue and gold. I'm going to ask him some questions about his childhood, looking up and watching Pitt games. He told me he watched me. I hope he didn't model anything after me. But I'm going to ask him what number he's going to wear. That'll be interesting. In Pittsburgh, does he want to change it up? Phil Dracovic will join the show next. You're listening to Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Christmas Eve edition. Respectful of this young man making time for me on Christmas, Phil Dracovic joins the show. Phil, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Merry Christmas Eve. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas, man. So this year's different. You get to come back home for Christmas and then you stay home. How's that feel?
Oh, it's great. Just being back, I'm going to see a bunch of family today and tomorrow. I'm fired up.
And then you get to work. I know the team will be in El Paso next week for the Sun Bowl, and I'm sure you'll get back to training. But what's this mean for you? I mean, obviously it's been a circuitous route, Notre Dame, BC, but to play your last year at Pitt, what does that mean to you as a kid that grew up as a Pitt fan?
It means a ton. I grew up watching you and watching the Pitt teams as a little kid, going to some games. So it means the world to me that I'm able to play in this city, my hometown, and give back to it.
We're talking to Phil Dracovic, Pitt quarterback. You know, how much does Frank Cignetti, I know I played 2 years for Frank, but how much did that factor into your decision to go to BC? And then how comfortable does that make this return to Pitt for you?
A lot. It was a huge factor in it. Going into the portal, there's not a ton of coaches that I really have a relationship with out there. And Coach Cignetti, he's the man. He was great through all the time at BC. He helped me out a ton. And so that's a huge factor. And it's really exciting. I was wondering what you thought of Coach Cignetti in your past, having played with him or under him.
Yeah, I see you turning the table. I mean, I like it. He's, it's awesome for me. It's kind of, you know, going back in time. Obviously, I played for Sig from 2009 and 10, so it's a long time ago. But, you know, it's been, you know, 12, 13 years. But, you know, the sayings are still the same. I sit in those meetings sometimes and are out in the field, and it feels like I'm back out there playing. But, you know how detailed he is and the pro level of preparedness that you get. You know, it's just there. It's different. There's a lot in college football that's, yeah, I wouldn't say gimmicky, but it's not pro football. And Frank brings that, and that's why I think, you know, quarterbacks should be rushing to play for him, because it really does get you ready for that next level. And that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, this is people are going to compare because it's Pitt, right? You know, Kenny came back for his last year and had a breakout year and became a first round draft pick, and obviously that's the goal for everybody, and it certainly would be the goal for you. But how is this kind of an all chips in, you know, leave nothing to chance, I'm going to throw it all out there type of year for you?
Definitely. I have one more year of eligibility, and so it's a make it or break it type of year, and I'm trying to put my all into it. I think through all my experience being at couple of schools from high school, knowing people around here, I'm just going to try to use as many resources as possible to do my best.
What are some of the things, as you obviously you've played a lot of football, Phil, what are some of the things that you're looking to improve upon most going into this season and throughout this season?
Well, I have experience with coaching Nettie's offense, so the way that he does it is he'll basically come into a school and he lets the quarterbacks, lets those people come up with the new terms, but it's the same concepts, really. And these concepts have been around, they're tried and true. So I want to have a mastery of the offense, be at a whole different level where I can see blitzes, see the coverage, really be able to dissect the defense. So I want to get to that point. I think I really know football, but I want to be able to just have a mastery over the offense. And just completion percentage, I think, would be a huge thing too. Just I want to complete a lot of passes and have a very, very high completion percentage.
Phil, you know, one thing I want to ask you, talking to Phil Dracovic, Pitt quarterback, I'm going to wrap up with you quick. I know you got busy Christmas Eve plans. Talk about yourself as a runner, because, you know, that was something that Pitt, you know, watching, calling all the games last year, you know, the ability to extend plays, the ability to become a design runner, how much is that a part of your game?
I think it's a big part, and it's a problem for defenses. Whenever I came in to Boston College and I was with Coach Cignetti, he really tried to train the quarterback as a thrower. You're a passer first, and it doesn't really work out to be a runner, but he recognizes that I can make plays with my legs. There's certain things that happen in the game that you can't really show in practice. But at times I've run more than other times. But I think that's a big part of the game, that you have to be able to kill a defense if they're going to give you that.
Last one for you, Phil. You know, you've played a lot of football, but you haven't won a championship in college. I know you have plenty of rings and trophies from high school. What would that mean to lead Pitt to an ACC championship next year?
Yeah, it would mean everything. That's the goal. That's the goal. And Pitt was there a couple years ago. They're primed for it. So I'm just coming in trying to give everything I have for that goal. You know, that's what everybody, Coach Narduzzi, Coach Ignetti, everybody's aiming for. And I think we've got a good shot at it.
Well, Phil, we appreciate you making time this morning, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
There goes Phil Jurkovec. Cool as a cucumber. He's a great kid. I remember meeting him in high school at a practice, and he was big then, I'm sure. I think they call him Baby Ben. I didn't ask him about the number thing. I think he should wear 7. That's what I'm saying. I think he should wear 7. Go with that Baby Ben mentality. Try to channel that Pittsburgh energy. That's just my recommendation. I'm excited to watch him compete and play. I think he brings some things to that room that it hasn't had. I think Christian Velu brings great depth. I think having Christian, and how good I know that Frank Cignetti and John DiBiase, who's effectively the quarterback's coach, feel about Christian, it frees you up with Phil in terms of running him, in my opinion. You know, it's for so many years at Pitt, and last year probably was the only one that wasn't like that, just because Kenny was so – you wanted to protect Kenny so much, and he had some injuries, and we saw kind of a precipitous drop-off when Kenny would leave the game or miss a game, and you were almost hold your breath when Kenny would run. I feel like with Phil and having Christian, it's just you can kind of – you're not going to throw caution to the wind, but you don't have to be fearful of what could happen. Certainly, you know, the quarterback position is important, and Phil is important. But his ability to run, I think, adds a whole other element to this offense that's going to make it exciting to watch, but hard to game plan for. And I'm looking forward to seeing it evolve in spring ball. I know how Sig works. It'll be interesting to see how this thing comes together, but really excited for that young man and what's to come for him this spring, this summer, and certainly this fall for a special, special senior season. That was Phil Jurkovec, kind enough to join the show. And our next guest will be Pitt head men's basketball coach Jeff Capel. And we're going to talk a little hoops here leading into the break. And before we bring Coach Capel on board, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talking a little bit of Pitt hoops here for the next 5 minutes or so, and then we'll hit a break and come back with Coach Capel for our final segment before Christmas. But, you know, I found myself, I wasn't in Syracuse on this week watching the game, but I was watching the game on TV. And this team obviously had a tough start to the year. It wasn't what anyone wanted. Games got away from them in the second half. They seemed unconnected early. There was a bunch of new guys, right? You look at the starting lineup, for instance, and for right now, we'll keep John Hughley out of the starting lineup because he did not start the last game he played and is trying to work his way back coming off of an injury. But you look at that starting lineup, Nelly Cummings, Jamarius Burton, he's been here. So Nelly Cummings is new. Greg Elliott is new. Blake Hinson is new. And Federico is new. The only, you know, veteran returning player is Jamarius Burton. When Hughley's in the lineup, he's in there. Nike Sabandi's been coming off the bench. And he's been a spark for this team. I love him coming off the bench because of his defense and ability to run and shoot. But you look at that starting lineup, and yeah, it's all good in practice, but kind of get hit in the mouth early in the year, and you wonder where this team's going to go. And they've gone nowhere but up. If you look at their last 10 games, let's say 9 games, they're only losses by 1 point on the road at Vanderbilt. And I thought Cummings had a game-winning shot there. Certainly, I was wishing for it. But that's the only loss, and they just didn't rebound well enough in that game. Too many second-chance opportunities for Vanderbilt. They've shot the ball at an incredibly high clip, which was something they did not do a year ago, or the year before that, or the year before that, or the year before that. They're defending better. They're rebounding well. And the thing that jumped off the page to me, and I want to talk to Coach Capel about, is how the ball moves for this team. And I thought it was on great display against Syracuse in that zone. You know how important it is. You watch the old Jamie Dixon teams work the ball into the free-throw line to Nasir Robinson or whomever and let them kind of work. Well, Henson kind of fit that position, but the way they worked it around, skip passes, making the extra pass, how they play in transition, the unselfishness with which they play. I see this being a team that's going to be incredibly competitive in the ACC. If they can get John Hughley back to be that force down low and to rebound like we know he can, in addition to having Federico, another big guy, and the twins that can come in and certainly give you length. This team's deep. They're talented. They're skilled. And I love the way they've pieced this roster together. I mean, I think it's going to be an exciting one to watch this year. If you look at going 2-0 to start in the ACC, you have the opportunity now. You're two games up on where you need to get to. And if you can finish 500 or better in the ACC, make a little run in the ACC tournament, all of a sudden you're looking at 20 wins. You're looking at a postseason berth, which is something this program hasn't had in a long time. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of games to play, starting with North Carolina next week. Friday, noon tip at the Peterson Event Center. Big game for the Panthers. Should be a great day for basketball, and then stay, hang out in the Pete afterwards, enjoy some of the new amenities in the Peterson Event Center, and watch the football game, watch the bowl game. But that's a big one. And this is a team that, when Pitt last played North Carolina, they beat them handily in Chapel Hill. But this will be a North Carolina team that remembers that. And Armando Bacot's back and playing at a high level. But I like this Pitt team. And I think it's going to be a fun winter. And I implore you to get to these games. It's one of the things that has been a challenge, I think, and got to be rebuilt, is getting butts in seats at the Peterson Event Center. It's so important for the players. I think this is a team worth giving a chance. It's so important for them to have that support. It's tough over the winter, over the holiday break, too, because the students aren't there. So if you got friends, kids are home from college, you got kids over at the house running around, take them to the Pete next Friday. Noon tip, Pitt, North Carolina. We'll be joined by Jeff Capel next. You're listening to Panthers Insider, as always, on 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider, wrapping things up, but doing it in style with Pitt men's basketball head coach Jeff Capel. Coach Capel, good morning.
PB, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
So, you guys are a little bit of a break here, obviously, for the holiday. You wrapped up non-conference play. What's the one thing you're most happy with your team in this first part of the season?
Well, I think how we've responded to adversity. We got off to a tough start. We lost those three games in a row, but we were able to regroup and figure out how to start winning. Winning's difficult. It doesn't just happen. And our guys have, continued to work and to come with a great attitude every day, and we've gotten better. I'm proud of how we've shared the basketball and how this team has come together. And it really looks like we're playing for each other.
If I would tell you, and you guys obviously did a heck of a job in the off season navigating the portal and high school recruiting and the mess that can be, if I would have told you you'd be second in the league and averaging 9 made threes a game, would you have believed me if I told you that 6 months ago?
Well, I would have hoped that would have been the case, because that was a point of emphasis when we tried to put together this class. Look, after last season, we knew, where we were as a program and the changes and things that needed to be done. I didn't need anyone to tell me that. I knew it. And we set about trying to do that. I got my staff together in March, really right after the season was over with, and we talked about, we need to have some wins. We need to have some wins from now until July. And that means we have to get in this portal. We have to do a good job. We have to evaluate. And we got to get a little bit lucky, too. I mean, that's what happens in recruiting. And we were able to do that. Again, shooting was a point of emphasis. It was something that we were really looking, to add to our program. And fortunately for us, our guys have made some shots.
you guys not only added shooting, but you got old really fast and seemed to have a it wasn't necessarily maybe evident in those first couple games where things didn't go well in the second half, but you've got this veteran leadership and poise from Nelly and Greg Elliott and Jamarius at the guard position. How valuable is that heading into league play?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge when you can add experience, especially experience in the backcourt. I've always felt that you win with really good guards. I'm not saying that because I was a pretty good guard back in my day. But I just think that, you know, that you do. Guards have the ball. They're able to control the game. And those guys provide us with experience at that position, a lot of experience at those positions.
Talking to Jeff Capel on Panthers Insider, Coach Blake Henson was a guy, obviously, he's had a circuitous college route. He's been at two schools, which is not uncommon these days anymore. But how different of a player is he for you? And he's averaging 17-7 right now. Could you have foreseen that? And how much of a fulcrum is he kind of for your offense right now?
Yeah, you know, that's something I didn't foresee. We thought that he would be a good player for us. And we needed him to be a good player for us. But to, you know, certainly the averages, the way he's shooting the ball from the three-point line, that's something that, you know, we did not know. I mean, he's very important for us on both sides of the ball, not just his production, Pat, but really probably more than anything, his spirit. He brings an unbelievable spirit every day to practice. And he's a young man that's grateful for the opportunity to play basketball. You know, when you haven't played for 2 years and, you know, the last year he really wasn't a part of a team, you know, sometimes you realize how much you take that for granted. And every day of practice, he's loud. He's got a great spirit, a great competitive spirit. He's an unbelievable teammate. Those are the things that have probably been more valuable, even more valuable than the production.
Last one for you, Coach, and I'll let you go. I know you got kids running around. You got probably Santa's coming to the cable house. I know that. But you look at Federico, and speaking of things that, you know, I remember you talking about Fede and saying, you know, developmental guy, but you're gonna give us help off the bench. Now he's starting for you, averaging 6-5, and that's skewed because he's played a lot more lately. I think if you look at the last 10 game split, he's probably closer to 10-8. What have you seen from him and his ability, not only defensively, but the energy he brings to your offense now with rim running?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, every day, man, like he comes, he's excited to work. He's excited to, you know, about the process of trying to get better. He's not afraid of that process. He embraces it. Unbelievable attitude. He's gotten better and better. And he's a guy that, you know, we didn't get a chance to have him this summer. He was one of the guys that could not be here for the second summer session. And so his growth really started at the beginning of September when we started. And it's just continued. And every week we feel like he gets better. There's something that, you know, he improves on. You mentioned his energy. He plays with incredible energy defensively with his ball screen coverages, protecting the rim for us. And then offensively with his rim running, his stuff in the dunker spot, obviously offensive rebounds. I mean, he's been huge for us, and we need him to continue to get better and better each week like he's done since he's been here.
Well, Coach, obviously you guys have been on the road a lot this year, but you got a 3-game homestand coming up. Starting next Friday with North Carolina, then Tuesday against Virginia, 9 p.m. tip, 4 p.m. tip the following Saturday against Clemson. Have a great holiday, man. Stay healthy, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Pat. Appreciate you, man. Happy holidays.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball head coach. 3-game stretch here. The 30th, North Carolina, 12 noon tip at the Peterson Event Center. January 3rd, 9 p.m. tip Tuesday night against Virginia, who's a top 10 team in the country. And the Clemson Tigers come to town on January 7th for a 4 p.m. tip at the Pete. ACC play going to be getting into full swing. Go to PittsburghPanthers.com to get your tickets. Get to the Pete. Watch this team play. A lot of changes to the Peterson Event Center. I saw some new food outlets being put in there, doing a great job updating an already great arena. And this team is on the upswing. So, like I said, my wish for the holiday season is to see the Pete back. So get there and support this program. All right. kind of wrap up the show. Christmas Eve, Joel Nelson. What are the plans, Joel Nelson, for Christmas for you?
Probably snag a nap here in the afternoon, watch a bunch of football.
What time did you get here today?
Go see my family, attend church service this evening.
What time did you get here this morning? Were you here early this morning? You don't need a nap, do you?
Maybe a small nap.
Gotcha. Appreciate you, Joel, and making this show happen. Every week, 8 to 9 a.m. on The Fan. We've been rocking and rolling since June, and it's been a blast. Panthers Insider, I think we're starting to get some traction. Try to bring great guests, great insight. We'll get more into Hoops coverage. Obviously, next week I'll be coming off the trip to El Paso. We'll recap the bowl game. I'm excited for this bowl game. Obviously, we know the Panthers have some starters that are not playing. I think 9 if you count the two deep. But watching practice this week, some guys that are going to get some PT that I'm excited about. And they've had a great preparation for this bowl game. And Nick Patty's looked awesome in practice. I mean, I'm excited about Nick going out there and slinging it for his last time in the saddle. Fitting he does it in El Paso. Let's just hope he can stay healthy, man, and finish what he starts, because he's gotten off to great starts in the games that he's played. He's just unfortunately been tripped up by an injury or two. And I thought last year in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl, that first drive he was stellar. His first couple drives until he ran for that touchdown. And I expect him to bring a fire and competitiveness spirit to this game. There's a finality to it. This is his last time playing. And I think he's going to lay it all on the line, lay it all out there. Haven't heard much from UCLA on their roster and who's playing. Obviously, their Charbonnet, their tailback, is a pro prospect. Quarterback is a extremely mobile guy that has potential multiple positions at the NFL, but certainly a quarterback. You know, they're an athletic team. Smaller on the defensive side, it'll be an interesting matchup in terms of how they play against Pitt and when they get in their 12 and 21 personnel groupings. We'll have a full recap of the Sun Bowl next Saturday, taking your calls. Hope everybody has just an awesome Christmas, an awesome New Year. It's been a blast doing this show. We're going to kick the New Year off in the right way as well. We'll close out December, though, next week, as always, on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you to PGT Trucking, Mac Discount, Beaver County Auto, Boss TV and Appliance. Have a wonderful Christmas, and hail to Pitt.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider, wrapping things up, but doing it in style with Pitt men's basketball head coach Jeff Capel. Coach Capel, good morning.
PB, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
So, you guys are a little bit of a break here, obviously, for the holiday. You wrapped up non-conference play. What's the one thing you're most happy with your team in this first part of the season?
Well, I think how we've responded to adversity. We got off to a tough start when we lost those three games in a row, but we were able to regroup and figure out how to start winning. Winning's difficult. It doesn't just happen. And our guys have, continued to work and to come with a great attitude every day, and we've gotten better. I'm proud of how we've shared the basketball and how this team has come together. And it really looks like we're playing for each other.
If I would tell you, and you guys obviously did a heck of a job in the off season navigating the portal and high school recruiting and the mess that can be. If I would have told you you'd be second in the league and averaging 9 made threes a game, would you have believed me if I told you that 6 months ago?
Well, I would have hoped that would have been the case, because that was a point of emphasis when we tried to put together this class. Look, after last season, we knew, where we were as a program and the changes and things that needed to be done. I didn't need anyone to tell me that. I knew it. And we set about trying to do that. I got my staff together in March, really right after the season was over with, and we talked about, we need to have some wins. We need to have some wins from now until July. And that means we have to get in this portal. We have to do a good job. We have to evaluate. And we got to get a little bit lucky, too. That's what happens in recruiting. And we were able to do that. Again, shooting was a point of emphasis. It was something that we were really looking, to add to our program. And fortunately for us, our guys have made some shots.
You guys not only added shooting, but you got old really fast and seemed to have it wasn't necessarily maybe evident in those first couple games where things didn't go well in the second half, but you've got this veteran leadership and poise from Nelly and Greg Elliott and Jamarius at the guard position. How valuable is that heading into league play?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge when you can add experience, especially experience in the backcourt. I've always felt that you win with really good guards. I'm not saying that because I was a pretty good guard back in my day, but I just think that that you do. Guards have the ball. They're able to control the game. And those guys provide us with experience at that position, a lot of experience at those positions.
Talking to Jeff Capel on Panthers Insider, Coach Blake Henson was a guy, obviously, he's had a circuitous college route. He's been at two schools, which is not uncommon these days anymore. But how different of a player is he for you? And he's averaging 17-7 right now. Could you have foreseen that? And how much of a fulcrum is he kind of for your offense right now?
Yeah, that's something I didn't foresee. We thought that he would be a good player for us, and we needed him to be a good player for us. But to, certainly the averages, the way he's shooting the ball from the three-point line, that's something that, we did not know. I mean, he's very important for us on both sides of the ball, not just his production, Pat, but really probably more than anything, his spirit. He brings an unbelievable spirit every day to practice, and he's a young man that's grateful for the opportunity to play basketball. When you haven't played for 2 years and, the last year he really wasn't a part of a team, sometimes you realize how much you take that for granted. And every day at practice, he's loud. He's got a great spirit, a great competitive spirit. He's an unbelievable teammate. Those are the things that have probably been more valuable, even more valuable than the production.
Last one for you, Coach, and I'll let you go. I know you got kids running around. You got probably Santa's coming to the cable house. I know that. But you look at Federico, and speaking of things that, I remember you talking about Fede and saying, developmental guy, but gonna give us help off the bench. Now he's starting for you, averaging 6-5, and that's skewed because he's played a lot more lately. I think if you look at the last 10-game split, he's probably closer to 10-8. What have you seen from him and his ability, not only defensively, but the energy he brings to your offense now with rim running?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, every day, man, like he comes, he's excited to work. He's excited to, about the process of trying to get better. He's not afraid of that process. He embraces it. Unbelievable attitude. He's gotten better and better. And he's a guy that, we didn't get a chance to have him this summer. He was one of the guys that could not be here for the second summer session. And so his growth really started at the beginning of September when we started. And it's just continued. And every week we feel like he gets better. There's something that, he improves on. You mentioned his energy. He plays with incredible energy defensively with his ball screen coverages, protecting the rim for us. And then offensively with his rim running, his stuff in the dunker spot, obviously offensive rebounds. He's been huge for us, and we need him to continue to get better and better each week like he's done since he's been here.
Well, Coach, obviously you guys have been on the road a lot this year, but you got a 3-game homestand coming up, starting next Friday with North Carolina, then Tuesday against Virginia, 9 p.m. tip, 4 p.m. tip the following Saturday against Clemson. Have a great holiday, man. Stay healthy, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Pat. Appreciate you, man. Happy holidays.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball head coach. 3-game stretch here. The 30th, North Carolina, 12 noon tip at the Peterson Event Center. January 3rd, 9 p.m. tip Tuesday night against Virginia, who's a top 10 team in the country. And the Clemson Tigers come to town on January 7th for a 4 p.m. tip at the Pete. ACC play going to be getting into full swing. Go to PittsburghPanthers.com to get your tickets. Get to the Pete. Watch this team play. A lot of changes to the Peterson Event Center. I saw some new food outlets being put in there, doing a great job updating an already great arena. And this team is on the upswing. So, like I said, my wish for the holiday season is to see the Pete back. So get there and support this program. All right. I'm going to wrap up the show. Christmas Eve, Joel Nelson. What are the plans, Joel Nelson, for Christmas for you?
Probably snag a nap here in the afternoon, watch a bunch of
What time
of
did you get here today?
Go see my family, attend church service this evening.
What time did you get here this morning? Were you here early this morning? You don't need a nap, do you?
Maybe a small nap.
Gotcha. Appreciate you, Joel, and making this show happen. Every week, 8 to 9 a.m. on The Fan. We've been rocking and rolling since June, and it's been a blast. Panthers Insider, I think we're starting to get some traction. Try to bring great guests, great insight. We'll get more into hoops coverage, obviously. Next week, I'll be coming off the trip to El Paso. We'll recap the bowl game. I'm excited for this bowl game. Obviously, we know the Panthers have some starters that are not playing. I think 9 if you count the two deep, but watching practice this week, some guys that are going to get some PT that I'm excited about. And they've had a great preparation for this bowl game, and Nick Patty's looked awesome in practice. I mean, I'm excited about Nick going out there and slinging it for his last time in the saddle. Fitting he does it in El Paso. Let's just hope he can stay healthy, man, and finish what he starts, because he's gotten off to great starts in the games that he's played. He's just unfortunately been tripped up by an injury or two, and I thought last year in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl, that first drive he was stellar. His first couple drives until he ran for that touchdown. And I expect him to bring a fire and competitiveness spirit to this game. There's a finality to it. This is his last time playing, and I think he's going to lay it all on the line, lay it all out there. Haven't heard much from UCLA on their roster and who's playing. Obviously, their Charbonnet, their tailback, is a pro prospect. Quarterback is a extremely mobile guy that has potential at multiple positions at the NFL, but certainly a quarterback. They're an athletic team. Smaller on the defensive side, it'll be an interesting matchup in terms of how they play against Pitt and when they get in their 12 and 21 personnel groupings. We'll have a full recap of the Sun Bowl next Saturday, taking your calls. Hope everybody has just an awesome Christmas, an awesome new year. It's been a blast doing this show. We're going to kick the new year off in the right way as well. We'll close out December, though, next week, as always, on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you to PGT Trucking, Mac Discount, Beaver County Auto, Boss TV and Appliance. Have a wonderful Christmas, and hail to Pitt.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.